試験監督者は音量及び室内の聞こえ具合を確認してください。
2025年度第1回実用英語技能検定準1級リスニングテスト。
ただいまから準1級リスニングテストを行います。これからお話しすることについて質問は受けませんので、よく注意して聞いてください。なお、リスニングテスト放送中に音飛びや騒音があった場合は、発生した問題のトラックの初めに戻しやり直します。しかしながら、万が一教室監督者が気づかない場合は、速やかに手を挙げてお知らせ願います。このテストではテストの方法と注意事項がすべて英語で放送されます。
The listening test for the grade pre-1 examination is about to begin. Listen carefully to the directions. You will not be permitted to ask questions during the test. This test has 3 parts. All of the questions in these 3 parts are multiple choice questions. For each question,Choose the best answer from among the 4 choices written in your test booklet. On your answer sheet, find the number of the question and mark your answer. You are permitted to take notes for every part of this listening test. Now, here are the directions for part 1. In this part, you will hear 12 dialogues, number 1 through number 12. Each dialogue will be followed by 1 question.For each question, you will have 10 seconds to choose the best answer and mark your answer on your answer sheet. The dialogue and the question will be given only once.
Now we will begin the grade pre-1 listening test. Number 1.
Hey, do you have a minute to talk?
Sure. What's the problem?
One of our clients asked me a question about your project, but I'm not up to date on the details.
Didn't you get my emails?
I guess you must have forgotten to add my address. Could you make sure that I'm included from now on?
Of course, sorry. I'll make sure to stick a note on my computer monitor to remind me.
Question. What does the woman ask the man to do?Number 2.
Can I help you, sir?
I'm trying to check out this novel a friend recommended, but the automated checkout won't let me.
Let me see. It seems you haven't paid to replace a missing book.
Really? I'm sure I paid that by credit card online.
If you have proof of payment, I can restore your borrowing privileges.
I'll look for that. But can I just borrow the book now?
I'm afraid I can't make any exceptions.
Question. What does the woman tell the man?
Number 3. Is Christoph in his office?
No, he's out again today. He's at his daughter's soccer game, I think.
Family time is important.But our manager needs to be around to actually manage things. He's already taken around 6 days off this month to help out with school field trips or take his kids somewhere.
Yeah, we missed a deadline last week because he wasn't around.
I think we need to bring this up with the corporate office. It's getting serious.
Question. Why is the man concerned?
Number 4.
How should we celebrate our anniversary? 25 years is a big deal.
The kids want us to have a party with a fancy dinner, music, and dancing.
I was thinking something a bit simpler. Maybe renting a house somewhere that we could all stay in for a couple of days.
You know, We could save money if we just lit some candles while eating a nice steak dinner at home.
A dinner that I'd have to cook? I think 25 years deserves a bit more than that.
Okay, your idea sounds good.
Question. What does the woman suggest?
Number 5.
Professor Barnes, could you remind me when our midterm paper is due?
Sure, Mason. It's due at 5 p.m. a week from today.
Got it. I can include my opinion in the paper, right?
If it's supported by research, you need sources to back up your ideas.
I've found some excellent books in the library.
Make sure they are up to date. It might be wise to include some journal articles to ensure your paper is based on the latest research.
Okay.
Question. What advice does the woman give the man about the midterm paper? Number 6.
I'm so sorry about hitting your car. Are you okay?
I'm fine. And it looks like the damage is minimal, too.
A cat suddenly appeared on the road, and I was trying not to hit it.
Well, I'm glad it's safe.
Me too. Obviously, my insurance will need to cover this, since I'm completely responsible.
Okay. Let's exchange information, and we can deal with it later. I'm late for a business meeting.
Definitely. I really hope I didn't mess up your whole day.
Question. What does the man say about the accident? Number 7.
I had a talk with Benny's school counselor today.
And?
She's concerned because his grades are slipping.
Well, it must be hard to balance studying with all the club activities he's been doing.
I think he's taken on too much this year.
But extracurricular activities are important, too. They look good on college applications.
Yes, but not at the expense of schoolwork. He'll need to cut back on something.
Okay, but I think he should continue playing baseball.
Question. Why is the woman concerned about Benny?
Number 8.
We need to talk about saving for Caitlin's college expenses.
She just started elementary school. What's the hurry?
There are investment accounts specifically designed for long-term savings. A little each month now is better than big amounts later on.
I guess so. But I expect her to get a job to help pay her tuition.
Certainly. But she won't be able to pay it all on her own.
Maybe we need some expert advice. I'll call the bank and set up an appointment with an advisor.
Question. What does the man decide to do?
Number 9.
I wasn't very impressed by that restaurant we went to last night.
Really? I thought the food tasted pretty good, and it had a lively atmosphere.
I guess the food was okay, but it took ages for our order to arrive, and the waitstaff was rude.
I have to admit, the guy who served us was a little impolite. But I think that was just because he had to deal with so many tables at once.
That's no excuse. The restaurant should hire more staff.
Question. What is the man's opinion about the restaurant?
Number 10.
David, Have you heard about the new project our department is taking on?
Yeah, my boss is the project leader, so he announced it in our weekly team meeting. I'm really excited about it.
It just sounds like extra work to me, and we're already struggling to cope with our workload.
I agree that it's going to make us busy, but I think it'll be worth it. If the project's a success, we'll have a much better chance of being promoted.
Even so, I'm still concerned.
Question: What is one thing the woman thinks about the project?
Number 11.
We may need to replace the water heater in the bathroom. The water kept going cold while I was having a shower.
Really? I had no trouble getting hot water this morning. Water heaters are expensive, so I'd rather not get a new one unless we have to.
I understand what you're saying, but it would be better to replace it before it stops working altogether.
Fair enough. But let's just keep an eye on it for now.
Okay. But if the problem keeps happening, I'm calling the plumber.
Question: What do the man and woman agree to do?
Number 12.
Professor Roberts, could you remind me of the deadline for the assignment?
It's due at the end of the month, but I encourage you not to leave it to the last minute. You'll need to do a fair bit of research, which might take longer than you think.
Okay, I'll choose a topic and make an essay outline this weekend.
Good idea, and feel free to ask me if you need any help finding good sources.
Thanks, Professor. I appreciate that.
Question: What will the student probably do?